The Integrated Social Development Center, ISODEC, has taken a strong position against the removal of fuel subsidy by government. This follows a call on Ghana by the IMF to end subsidies on fuel since it cost the nation $31.9 million a month. According to the IMF, petroleum subsidy benefits the rich more than the poor. At a roundtable in Accra on who pays and benefits from petroleum subsidy, a policy analyst, Dennis Incho, indicated that petroleum impacts greatly on cost of transport, which has rippling effects on goods and services. Here's a report by Victoria Ahaji.
The forum discussed how much subsidy Ghanaians enjoy on their fuel consumption, who benefits most from the subsidy, and the implications of subsidy withdrawal on the national budget. Mr. Incho noted that the withdrawal of the subsidy will bring about increased transport costs, higher food prices, and production costs for the various sectors of the economy. He said even though subsidies are expensive and financing them has become very difficult for developing countries, its removal will be suicidal without improving the structure of governance. Mr. Incho therefore called on government to put in place mechanisms to prevent households from switching to the consumption of subsidized fuel products.
A report by Victoria Ahaji.